2013. To start the meeting out, Don, can you do the invocation, please?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, would you bless us to make the right decisions and to carry this business on and conduct our business the right way? And Father, would you give a special look at my friend Al Moulton that's in the hospital right now on life support? I ask you to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You better need to make sure that your recording is working. It is, because this one's not. As long as yours is.
Hey, can we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Danielle Luke-Ruslayer.
Here.
Mr. Donald Sparkman.
Here.
Ms. Mary Ellen Colley.
Here.
And Ms. Latrice Wilson.
Excused.
And Mr. Bill Bockwitz.
Here. Is Albertine? Did you say Albertine?
I'm sorry.
Albertine Brown? Okay. All right. Approval of minutes, I guess. Colley, you said you had.
I just have one that I noticed was what was said was correct, but who said it was erroneous. It was on case number 2364. It says, looks like an easy fix. Big deal. It was, I said it.
Okay, but I don't know what was said. What do you want to change?
Just who said it? Yeah, you said in the minutes that
who
it was
made
Danielle,
the motion?
That Daniel said the comment, and it was actually I that said the comment. It's in the comments section. Is that something that needs to even be addressed since what was said?
That would
was
be on the minutes.
In the minutes.
You'll take the note, and you'll notify, and we'll change it if you have an amendment to the minutes.
That's it.
Okay.
Amend the minutes. Motion to amend the minutes as.
You'll have a motion to amend the minutes from Kyle. Do we have a second?
Aye.
A second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous. Just make that minor amendment. Okay.
You need to approve the amended minutes.
Yeah.
Or you can bring them back next week or next month.
Yeah. Okay. So do we want to make a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
As amended.
Motion by Kyle.
Aye.
Second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion's approved as amended. Okay. We can go ahead and swear in the officers for the city, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Please, the board, for the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, and Ben Baker.
Okay. Matter of housekeeping. If you have a cell phone, if you could turn it off or put on silent for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. And Chip, if we can start with the people that are present, please. Thanks.
Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Richmond with the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been your code enforcement manager for more than four years, and I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. To please the board, we'd go to a petition on the agenda this evening, COM 11-1842, a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Consilium Animus LLC, a location of 4314 Southwest 22nd Street. And again, that's in your petition section, 1842. As part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the petition, the case photos, and a city case cost sheet. After you're through with that, the city has a recommendation.
Okay, what's the city's recommendation for the petition?
Well, in light of the fact that staff received a continuous complaint on this burned-out property from about the time that we opened the case on 7/8/2011 to 4/19/2012, Officer Thomas had quite a few communications with the respondent, who advised that he was going to take action to have this violation remediated. The city ended up having to cut and clean up the property. However, the respondent did ultimately demolish and clean up the structure. In light of that, the city would propose a $900 reduction, reducing the fee to $2,733.80, based upon the fact that he took down the property, whereas the city did not have to. So that would be the city's recommendation. The respondent is here testifying tonight.
Okay, can you say that amount again?
I'm sorry?
Can you say that amount again?
The city proposes a $900 reduction, reducing the total lien to $2,733.80.
Okay, I'm looking at order work completed was $1,258.80. Mm-hmm. Am I looking at the wrong case, maybe? And there's a utility bill.
Our case cost sheet, the utility bill would have to be paid. That's not under my purview or this board's purview to reduce that.
Right.
We had a $25 per day fine for 59 days on section 3495, which involved the weeds and accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter.
Right.
We had a $25 per day fine for 36 days for non-compliance of section 82-182, which was the demolition of the structure. That's the fine that I'm proposing we reduce as part of the relief package requested by the respondent. The utilities by state law would be required to be paid, and the city expended $1,258.80. We were also awarded costs of prosecution, which have been paid.
Okay, so you're looking at the $1,258.80 and the $1,475.
Yes, which comes out to
$2,733.80.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know where it's coming from. Okay, is there somebody here to represent the respondent or the petitioner?
You could raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Herbert L. Roberts, 2411 Southeast 27th Street, Ocala, Florida, 34471.
Okay.
I'm a real estate broker representing Consilium. They were just trying to get the $25 per day fees back. They understand the hard costs. They just didn't have... had several partners in it, and to get a group together just to agree to do things took a lot longer than they thought it would. Dawson Ransom was the head partner, and once they got it away from him, they were able to come in and do what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They were just trying to get the $25 a day fees back. All the money's in escrow. I sold another one of their properties, so it's all in escrow ready to be delivered.
Okay, so how much are you wanting to?
We're trying to get the $25 a day, all the late fees.
All the late fees. So you're just wanting to do the ordered work completed?
Yes, we'll pay all the hard costs that were there.
And the property's in compliance now? Chip. All right. Any questions for the respondent?
No.
Okay, any discussion amongst the board? We typically do give them a period of time. We usually waive the fines for a period of time if they pay the work ordered. The city's asking for part of it. I don't know what you all think about that, but what we've done in the past is we've typically will say if they pay it within 7 days, and then we're willing to reduce the fine to zero, but they have to pay for the work ordered.
Then it reverts to the full amount.
Was that the 1250? No, that's $1,258.80. This doesn't. That was the electric bill, so that doesn't
right.
apply to it. It's this. It's the $1,475.900 and the $1,258.80. How long would it take you to get the $1,258.80 paid?
It's in escrow at Stewart Tire's title. All we have to do is just get the go ahead from you, and we'll give you a check.
What about the utility bill?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
a
question.
The utility bill.
I don't know that.
That will result in a special assessment.
I also believe that's in escrow.
Yep.
And we'll pay them.
Okay, so.
Can we make a motion that he pays the utility bill and the 20?
I don't know that we really have anything to do with the utility bill, do we? Yeah, so all we've got to do.
Don't, but you can make payment of the waiver of the fees contingent on payment.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's what I want to do. I make a motion that we do the hard cost plus electric utility fees. If not paid in 7 days.
Are they going to be able to get it paid in 7 days?
They're in the Bahamas. If I could have 10 days to 2 weeks, it'd be. I just have to get go ahead. The money's there. Seven working days or seven?
Seven business days.
Yeah, we should be able to do it.
Or it reverts back to the whole fine.
Yes.
Okay, so your the motion that's proposed by Don is that they pay $1,258.80 within seven business days, and also we'll have to pay the electric bill of $885.98, and that in an exchange for that we're willing to reduce the fine to zero as long as it's paid with both are taken care of within 7 business days. If it's not taken care of within 7 business days, it reverts back to the original amount.
The total amount, right.
Okay, that's the motion. Do we have a second? Do we have a motion and a second by Kyle? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? It passes unanimous.
Thank you.
Yep. So just take care of those two things
okay.
as soon as you can, 7 business days.
Thank you very much.
We'll bring us to another petition just below that one, COM 11-1884. City of Ocala and Officer James Lowe versus James R. Gibson and Federal National Mortgage Association. A location of 3156 Southeast 11th Street. I have a copy of the petition, the case photos, a case call sheet, and staff has recommended.
Case we're looking at?
84.
COM 11-1884.
Got lots of petitions tonight. Okay, what's the city's recommendation?
Staff recommendation reduce the fine by $5,850, making the total due $5,188.38.
Okay, and how did you arrive at that amount?
If you look at the case call sheet. The city had a $10,850 fine because they were 217 days of non-compliance in the case.
Okay.
The city was not ordered to take action in the case, and we had prosecution costs of $188.38. Due to their inaction in this case, city believes that a punitive fine is appropriate.
Okay, so you're offering to reduce at $5,850?
By 50%, $5,850 for a total fine due of $5,188.38.
Okay, and in what time period are you looking for to recover?
Seven business days.
Seven business days. Okay, is there somebody here to represent, I guess, Federal National Mortgage Association?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Attorney Christopher Giacinto on behalf of Fannie Mae.
Okay.
Not here to dispute any of the findings. I guess this is my first time before the council. Can I kind of just say what happened and go from there?
Well, we've already heard the case has already been heard, and
okay,
you know, it's just it's been there has been a running fine on it because it wasn't in compliance.
Right.
So, I guess the only thing would be if you can have something that says that it was in compliance sooner than we think it was, or
okay,
or if you have a number that you're wanting to offer to
sure
settle it.
That's what I have in mind. Thank you.
Okay.
It's my understanding that the banks register the properties when they're in foreclosure, and the previous owners, the Gibson family, had possession of the house at the time of the code infraction, and the property has come back to Fannie Mae December 3rd of 2012. And to the best of our ability to find out what happened as to why the bank or Florida Credit Union or Fannie Mae, the current owner, was not able to come forward sooner is a clerical error that we can't track down as to why it happened, but our process in general is to work closely with the code violations board, register all the properties, and we do have property preservation teams that can come out and cut the grass. It's my first time seeing the photos. The information I had was the lawn wasn't maintained, the property wasn't kept up with regard to that. The property is ready to be sold. The current value is $41,000, and it looks like we're looking at just about $11,000 plus for the fine. So we're not here to dispute anything. We're just here to respectfully request a reduction to hard cost. With regard to punitive damages, there was no intent. We do act in good faith with all of these properties in the county. And we do try to work closely to make sure that they are maintained. We do pay to keep the electricity on for the pools, and we do have lawn maintenance. What happened here is it fell through the cracks because of the failure to register. As soon as we became aware of the code violation, we did register the property. I didn't realize the punitive nature was going to be requested. I did have an offer I'd like to put forth. I do see case costs or court costs of $188.38. We would respectfully request the $50 a day be limited to 7 days as the punitive costs. That would put us, you know, approximately $538.38. That's our request at this time. Thank you.
Chip, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
He said that it was occupied by the owner. When was the last time you guys were out there and seen the owner in there? Do you know?
Well, we would not have cited it for property registration required if there wasn't a violation of that particular ordinance. What that ordinance requires is the signs of vacancy.
Okay.
In this situation, if the power's been off for 2 days, there's newspapers piling up, there's overgrowth or unsecured building, that qualifies as a property in default requiring registration. This particular bank and these folks here, I've never met this gentleman before,
yes,
so I can't speak for him, dispute that.
Okay.
So they feel if there's someone there, whether it's a squatter or whomever.
That's where I was getting to. Thank you.
Then somebody's at the property. We dispute that.
Okay.
We had 217 days of non-compliance. They received the notice. They signed for the notice. I don't understand, you know, what their procedures are to ensure that a property gets taken care of, but it becomes a nuisance to the neighbors and to everyone else in there. So that's why we want them to pay closer attention to their properties within the city, not necessarily within Marion County,
okay,
but certainly within the city. That's what we have jurisdiction over. So that's the best that I can offer for that.
Okay.
For
thank
that
you
information.
So
thank
more
you
questions for the city from the board? Any more any questions for council for the board from the board? Okay. All right. I don't know. I mean, I think that the city's recommendation to reduce it by more than half is pretty fair.
I say that it's more than fair to give you just 50% off. And we need to make an example. This bank is not registering their properties on time, and they think they got, you know, 217 days is a long time. 50% is the best we're going to do, and we'll go at that. I'll make a motion that we just do it at 50% as staff recommendation.
A little motion from Donald and a second from Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait a minute. He has.
I have a brief rebuttal.
Yes.
Well, we have a motion and we called a question. I mean, I guess we can hear it.
You still need to give him a chance to talk.
Give him a...
Okay.
I mean, typically, it's actually the discussion a lot of times comes after the motion's made, so...
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
If it's about 500, I could get it paid and the house will get sold very quickly and it'll get back into a taxpayer's hands. A 50% reduction realistically will cause a problem with my client and it will not get put up for sale and will not get put back into a taxpayer's hand as quickly as it could. Thank you.
I still think that they need to register the property on time, and the only way we're going to be able to get this to happen is by showing them that they need to pay their fine, 50%.
We didn't, no, you didn't mention the, we've already had it. Didn't mention the time period, but I guess Chip might have mentioned it during the...
7 days, that was the staff recommendation was 7 days, correct? That's what...
We had a motion, we had a second, we voted on it, it approved unanimous. So we can go from there. So it's been reduced from...
$10,000.
$10,850 plus prosecution costs of $188.38 to $5,000 even plus the cost of prosecution $188.38. So it's $51,88.38 is due within 7 business days or reverts back to the original amount. So we want to see if we can get that, just get back with the code enforcement as soon as possible. Let's see if we can get it resolved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
I'll bring us to an agenda case. This may be page 3. I had two different copies, but CON 130037. This is a case involving Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala, versus... City of Ocala versus Officer Dan Baker versus Kenneth J. Ogden, Bonnie Moorhart, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A.
No, I'm not.
A location of 819 Southeast 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida.
You see that? Thank you.
I would bring to your attention that the agenda shows section 3495. That section has been cleared. However, we still have a violation of section 34141 through 145. Property register, properties requiring properties registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2820-039-007. Legal services obtained two and five of 2003 for the NOV, and 216 and 34 2013 for the notice of hearing. We've posted the property on 125 2013 for the NOV, and 213 2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of your correspondence, we have included a copy of the less pendants in this case.
Okay, so the only violation we have right now is for registration.
We have a single violation for registration.
Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code, as previously stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Baker added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Baker enabled the overgrown and unsecure violation to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, Officer Baker has included photographs in his case. They're at the end of your case file. You can follow the progression of where it was not cut and maintained to where it was. Officer Baker is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. Staff has a staff recommendation. If you want, I can read that into the record now.
Is there somebody here to represent?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then yes, please read it.
Staff recommendation be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 34141 through 145, order them to 1, register and maintain the property in accordance with the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which, fine of $50 per day, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the City Attorney's Office for consideration of foreclosure. We're prepared to answer any questions the board may have. And we do have representation here for the case.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for the city? Okay. Is there somebody here to represent J.P. Morgan Chase, I guess? Or you are?
I'm here on behalf of... My name is Jane Nolan. I'm ABS Property Management.
Okay.
And I'm...
I need to be sworn.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And then if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is Jane Nolan, ABS Property Management, 3380 Southeast Lakeware Avenue, Suite D. When I got the notices from the owner, we went out the same day and started cleaning up the property. I have the property listed. I've been working with J.P. Morgan Chase for 2 years on this property. They've turned down offers and turned down offers, and right now there is an open offer on the table. But I'm dealing with a different office than the one that received the notice, and I've tried to track back down that notice and get them to comply. They are in receipt, the offices that I'm dealing with, of the code violation as of today, because it wouldn't go through on their faxes yesterday, and dealing through Equator, I couldn't send it. So I think that they have told me verbally that they will comply, but just getting through their channels, whoever signed for it, we tracked it down to an R. Munn in Columbus, Ohio, that signed for it, but it hasn't gotten to the offices that are wheeling the money. So I offered to help in any way I can. If they would fill out the registration, I would front the fee for them just to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll have it very shortly.
Okay.
And if they turn down the offer, it's been an expensive lesson.
Yeah, well, all right.
If it pleases the board, I think our recommendation would accomplish what she's talking.
Yeah, I'm seeing it that way too. So
a fine would start effective immediately then?
No, the recommendation was that the cost of prosecution and the registration be completed within 14 days. So okay. It means that 14 calendar days.
And that dollar amount so far would be nothing if they do it within 14 days?
There's case costs.
Just the prosecution costs.
Which, what, do you know what that is?
I do.
Oh, I've got it right here.
Costs
of
prosecution are on page...
It's 152.45, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That, it's the prosecution costs are 152.45.
152.45 in addition?
No, that's all that's required right now.
Yeah.
As long as they register it within 14 days. Yeah.
Is there an additional cost for registration?
125.
Plus 125. I'm a bit part of that. Stupid. I'll do my best to try and stay on them. I'll be back in touch tomorrow. But they've gotten to where they close their offices very early.
Mm-hmm.
I found out yesterday because I'm slamming. I'm trying to get at them again and again and
yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Okay.
And they don't give out email.
Yeah. Well, we're just trying to get them to register the property. So
okay.
If they can get that done within 14 days, everybody will be.
I think they will, and we'll see it foreclosed and attorneys will own it or something like that.
All right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Any other questions?
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion from Donald, a second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Passed unanimous. You're welcome. Thank you.
As part of the record, I need to inform the board that case CON 130294 was removed and resolved from the agenda. It may not even be on your copy. Was on page 5, but it was advertised as a case that we would be hearing tonight. I'll also inform the board that in the petition section we've added a stipulated settlement order to the petitions, CON 102064, which if you got a new agenda, that will be listed.
Yep, it is.
We have additional representation this evening on the petition, CON 101656. This is the case of the City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus All Repairs Florida LLC, a location within the City of Ocala at 1734 Southwest 2nd Street. As part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the petition, the case photos, and the city's case cost sheet. The city is proposing a reduction here, and we'll be prepared to read that into the record when you all catch up with reading the petition.
Okay.
In this case, this respondent appeared at his hearing and was informed what he was required to do. That did not occur, and the city had to take action. Therefore, the city is proposing a reduction of 50% in this case as well of the fine assessed, which would reduce this case fine by $4,550, bringing the total to $6,839 due. This respondent is here and wishes to address the board as well.
Any questions for the city from the board? Okay, David, is it Keating? Please come forward and be sworn in.
Raise your hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
David Keating, 4089 Lakewood Road, Lake Worth, Florida.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
Just I'm pretty much financially destitute. You know, I work a $10 an hour job now. I was put in a lawsuit, not by the city, I was originally put in a lawsuit because of some title issue. The title company did not rectify that problem, and I ended up having to sue them too. I've pretty much gone broke doing this project, trying to move up here to be closer to my grandmother. I live in South Florida, and I've just been trying to get into Ocala. My grandmother's in Dunellen. I've pretty much gone broke just trying to do the right thing, and I never rectified the problems that were put before me as far as tearing down the house. I didn't feel that in any way. I've tripped up every step of the way, and I'm ready to get out of the real estate market at all. You know, it's just not my place. I can't do anything with it. I mean, I'd really like to just sign you all over the property. It does me no good. I have no finances to do anything with the property, so that's where I'm at right now. I put it up for sale for the last 2 years. Nobody really wants to buy anything here, especially, and I've got all three properties on that street, and I've put them up for about $14,000, which I thought was fair enough to get rid of them for me to pay my lien, but I've had no calls. So I'm at the point where if I have more hair, I just pull it out. So I throw myself at the court. Whatever can be done, and I just sold two of my cars, and I share a truck now with my woman, and I have a little bit of money, so I was hoping to get the price down so I could try to pay it off at once and just be done with it, or sign you over the property, because, like I said, it does me no good to what I wanted to do.
How much were you prepared to do, to be able to do?
Well, I've got $3,200 in the bank right now, and I know that's not as much as I owe, but all I have to do is go down and get it out of my credit union.
You're not going to do anything. Why are you paying it off? If you're not going to do anything with it, why do you want it reduced?
I just want to rectify the issue. I don't like having a lien sitting on my head knowing that I owe money, you know, and then I own the other two houses on that street. I'd like to be able to sell them at some point, and I know if I have a lien against me, then I can't sell them.
Because they're a lien on the other properties.
Well, it's just a lien on the one property. I'm sure I could sell the others, but I feel like that would be a criminal thing.
Well, it's a lien on the other ones also.
Oh, there is?
Well, because of this lien, it's a lien on the other ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've had it up for sale. I've tried to get rid of it on Zillow, Craigslist. I had a real estate friend I talked to about listing it, but they never listed it, so just am where I am, you know. Treading water.
So what's the What's the state of the property?
Well, I believe he's keeping it cut now.
Yes, sir.
And so the house is gone.
All three properties are gone, or all three homes are gone, or just one?
Just the one.
One's torn down, so we got two standing and one down, and...
One's livable, one's gutted, and, you know, I fixed up the whole one house and I got locked out in that first lawsuit. And it's livable, I could rinse it out if I put some carpet and water heater. But I've been paying a guy to come and mow my lawn once a month ever since I had the original problem 2 years ago.
Is it, well, I do. And really kind of just, that's why we listen to these cases. We just have to figure out what we think is the most fair thing to do, case by case.
Chip, does the gentleman respond when you guys call him and talk to him?
At first, you know, we had the initial problem, but we haven't had any additional problems.
You haven't had any additional problems since then?
Since we had to take the house down.
Right.
And then...
And you're going to continue to keep the lawn mowed and...
Well, I'd like to improve them slowly, you know, as I get more money, but yes, I will definitely keep my lawn mowed and everything up to par as I have in the last year and a half. You know, I have tried to be consistent from the issue on, but obviously I had the issue.
To be consistent with what we did earlier and what we've done in the past is we've given them an opportunity to pay the costs and administrative fees, waiving the fines if that's paid within the 7 days. And then if it doesn't, it reverts. That's typically what we do on this type of arrangement.
So that would be $17.89?
Yeah, it would be $17.89 if paid within 7 business days. Or it would revert back to the original amount.
I think
that's fair.
Okay, we have a motion from Daniel.
I'll second.
We have a second from Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so it's $1,789.
Thank you very much.
To code enforcement within 7 business days. If not, it reverses back to the full amount.
Yeah, I'll get to the credit union tomorrow.
Okay, and just make sure you...
Yes, sir.
You keep up on things.
Make sure you take care of it with them and right away, all right? Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
That was a good move.
That'll bring us to an agenda case, CUN 130124. And I apologize that we have to bounce back and forth to you, but that's just the way it's working out tonight. So CUN 130124. The City of Ocala versus HSBC Bank USA, Officer Laureen Kennedy, a violation at 1529 Northeast 21st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 34143, the maintenance requirements. And Section 122.1193, parking of trailers and commercial vehicles in residential areas and trailer storage prohibited. The parcel ID is 26414-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 02-02 and 4 of 2013 for the NOV, 02-22 and 27-2013 for the notice of hearing. We post the property on 02-01-2013 for the NOV and 02-20-2013 for the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the Les Pendants, the FDIC information for the bank, and a certificate of title issued to the bank. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code, as previously stated. The property was in foreclosure, but as of February 2013, it is now bank-owned. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the responder remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. We've included copies of photographs of the property in current condition. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions the board may have, and the staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 3414, 143 and 122-1193. Order them to 1, clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2, maintain the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. And 3, remove all unauthorized storage trailers upon the property. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed for number 4, and do all of the above within 14 days. Failing which, I'll fine them $50 per day and the city to do the cut and cleanup work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. There is representation here this evening in this case. Officer Kennedy can answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, does the board have any questions for the city?
Is it still occupied?
As far as I know, yes.
And all the trailers and stuff are still there?
The utility trailer's there, and the junk and debris has been put under tarps.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Do we have somebody to represent HSBC?
Hi. My name is Tiffany Savoy.
You can raise your right hand.
Great.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And if you just state your name and address for the record.
Tiffany Savoy, Coldwell Banker Ellison Realty at 2226 East Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala 34470. And it's my first time here, so I'm a little nervous, but the property is occupied. We've also posted notice. We have requirements to follow regarding relocation assistance, and if it's somebody that's leasing the property, we can't just go and evict. We have to try to get in contact with them. We've stopped by, we've posted notice, we've mailed letters ever since 219. So we were out there 219, we were out at the property on 226, and then today we are getting no response. But what we're trying to do is find out, you know, are you leasing us, or are you the mortgagee or the mortgager on the property? So,
excuse me, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't the property foreclosed on?
It was. The property is still occupied, and so we're doing our due diligence to find out if the occupant is either the prior owner or if they're, you know, somebody that's leasing the property because they have rights, and so we have to give them, you know, opportunity for relocation assistance. There's a copy of the letter that we sent where it describes their options, continued release option, and 90-day notice, and yeah, you can have that.
Yeah, can we take a look at it, please?
Okay.
Luan.
Okay, but we don't know if the people that are living there own the property or if they're leasing.
No, I mean, we know that the utilities are active, and obviously their stuff's there, but when we call, they won't provide the information of who, you know, the utilities are on the name of and whether they're.
Well, if the property's been foreclosed on and you represent the person that had title to it now, right?
The listing it up. Well, actually, your letter is to HSBC. I'm working with Premier Asset Services, which is Wells Fargo. I believe that I have an email from Tuesday from my contact at the Property Preservation Department asking me to attend.
Where's the attorney?
Via our trustee, U.S. Bank.
So who owns the property?
The property appraiser record is U.S. Bank, but Wells Fargo or Premier Asset Services is going to be the one that's handling the property. So we're just trying to get it acquired and get the guy out, and then we can clean up the property.
Isn't there such a thing called a 24-hour writ?
Yeah, once you get the certificate of title, you're entitled to a writ of possession. So,
But like then you got to knowing your options, you know, like in case he was leasing the property and we just evicted all that stuff, and there's a personal property issue too there. I know that that's debatable, but most of the banks I work with, we try to follow those guidelines because we don't want to be in a lawsuit for removing his property, you know. It's kind of a sticky situation. We're doing the best we can, but the guy won't call us back.
I don't think it really works that way.
What do you mean?
I don't think it really works that way. I think when the judge signs a writ of possession, a 24-hour writ of possession on foreclosure that your client has, then the sheriff comes out and you remove the property and all the belongings to the street.
Yes.
Am I right?
If we follow, if the writ is posted, yes.
That's correct.
And that's handled by the Wells Fargo or U.S. Bank's attorney would be handling that and getting that in process. So we just got the property in our inventory. We got the assignment, I think, like 219 or something like that.
So what's taking so long for this 219?
I have no clue, but, I mean, Wells Fargo's our client, U.S. Bank. They probably sent this to U.S. Bank, and it took time to get to Wells Fargo. And
I need a motion to accept staff recommendation.
No, definitely.
I mean, well, we can't just kick the guy out.
Yes, you can.
You can? If
yes.
There's a writ.
Well, you could do an eviction, which would take less time than this.
Well, I understand. I guess, I don't know, like when I work with Fannie Mae, for instance, we have to post a KYO, knowing your options, you have to give them a certain amount of time to respond. And then if they don't, then you can file proceedings, but like we can't just go post a writ on somebody's door and they may or may not be the person who's delinquent on the mortgage, and I mean, that could be.
If it's gone through foreclosure, if it's been foreclosed, the bank owns it, they don't
really care.
They don't have to do all this stuff, so I don't know why they're.
They're just
all
protecting
of a sudden
themselves
nice.
From.
Yeah, because if who are they paying rent to? Yeah, you got 14 days, city's recommendation. I'd make a motion to accept that.
Okay. I'll second that.
We have a motion by Danielle and a second by Donald.
Can I just point out for the board that we're not asking that they remove this person or personal property?
Right.
We're asking that the property be cleaned up
sure.
and maintained.
So
is
and
it registered?
I think that benefits the neighbors and the neighborhood and the people of Ocala.
Right.
And I think that's what we're missing.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, like the personal property that's there.
Well, I think the city read the recommendation in the record.
Okay.
We can read it again.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The staff recommendation be to find the respondent guilty of violation of section 3495, 34143, and 122.1193. Order them to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, maintain the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance. However, at this point, we're told that they have title, so they're going to have to abide by the 3495, which is weeds, cutting the grass, and keeping it cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Remove all unauthorized trailers. Pay the cost of prosecution all within 14 days. And then after that point, a fine of $50 per day.
Okay.
And the city to do the cut and cleanup work, utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
And we definitely, I mean, if I'm understanding what you're saying, 14 days to whatever we have to do, get this person.
To get them into compliance and get code enforcement out there to do a re-inspection.
To get the trailer and everything off of the property.
Yeah, the junk and debris, the weeds, the.
Registration.
I think it's registered, isn't it?
I don't think it matters.
That's 34.
Yeah, it's
right.
You know, once again, I think maybe for her lack of understanding of the process, this person can have a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be behind the residence, not on the sides, not in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking that they just bring the property into compliance, move the trailer behind the house, remove the junk and debris that's laying about, and cut and clean up the property. We're not asking that they remove anyone. You know, although they have all their commensurate rights to do what they need to do to get possession of this house,
right?
We want the.
And that would be the easiest thing to do is to get possession and then to do those things. Would it be okay? Is there a way I can get back to you and stay in contact with you after I go back with this information to say, you know, what do we need to expedite this?
Well, we will have a non-compliance hearing if nothing.
In
if
14
done.
Calendar days?
The non-compliance hearing would be at the end of the month.
Okay.
With the magistrate. That would be the first opportunity we
have.
All right. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to accept the staff recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It passes unanimous. So if they do, once it is in compliance, they need to contact code enforcement to do a reinspection.
Okay, very good. All right.
I will keep you posted.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sorry.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good weekend, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a pretty good idea of why he's not responding.
Right.
He hasn't had to for however long, not due to anyone's fault, but if, you know, no one was bothering me, I'd get a free place to stay. That brings us to another case on the agenda. The first case, CON 130101, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. Case respondent's name of Juan Cisneros, a location in the city of Ocala, 2409 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, Section 82182. And I would point out for the board that there is no representation by the respondent here this evening. The parcel ID is 24951-000-00. Legal service was obtained as indicated in our presentation on page 2. The summary of findings that Officer Kennedy responded to this location due to an OPD, problem-oriented policing worksheet, which is, we call a POP worksheet. Upon arrival, she observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I have a copy of the photographs that Officer Kennedy has taken of the property at the end of your presentation. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have. And I would point out once again that there is no representation for this case here this evening.
Okay, do you have any questions for the city?
No.
Motion by Danielle. Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimous.
That would bring us to case CON 130197. This is the city of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Renee Arrington, the Bank of New York Mellon, and BAC Field Services Corporation. A location of 2725 Southwest 37th Drive, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 34143, maintenance requirements. The parcel ID is 2378-012-0033. I would indicate for the board's information that we do not have representation here this evening on this case. Legal service and posting was obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've included a copy of the less pendants and a current property registration. The summary of findings that Officer Thomas responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure and Officer Thomas added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Thomas enabled the violation of the unsecured structure to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements by properly maintaining the property. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has included photographs at the end of your presentation of the current condition of the property as it remains. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of the presentation.
Any questions for the city?
Yeah. No.
Question, why is this considered maintenance requirements instead of weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly matter?
It's a very good question. This is often confusing. When a property is in default and we require them to register, which they have, they then have to abide by the registration ordinance. The registration ordinance at 143, right, details what maintenance has to be kept up on the property. So, maintenance includes hedges, grass, security, all of those things. So when the bank is involved and they have registered, rather than cite them for 3495, we cite them for violating what they've registered for to take care of. So it's basically the same. violation, except that there's a little higher requirement when they know that they have a foreclosed property that they've registered for them to maintain it in a little higher state. They have to maintain the security. It just means less charges that we put on for your information.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you'll see that we'll cite them for both, and that's when we can't determine whether or not the person is responsible or the bank is responsible. In that case, we figure we have 3495 and we have the bank's requirements.
And that would be like if a person still resides there, but it's been foreclosed, and you don't
or
know
it's in
where
the process of being foreclosed. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Or somebody's just squatted in there or whatnot.
Okay. Hey, any more questions?
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
A motion by Donald.
No, second.
Second by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Pass unanimous.
Losing that one.
Okay, so we haven't quite made it through all the petitions yet.
We have a few more. I see.
I would report to the board that we don't have any further representation here on the petitions this evening. The first petition we look over will be COM 12-1233. That's a case involving Officer James Vaux. As part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the petition, the case cost sheet, and the case photos, and I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have. Staff does have a recommendation of a reduction in this case.
All right, what's the staff's recommendation?
Staff recommendation be to reduce the fine by $1,000, making a total due of $1,566.14.
Okay, and they're petitioning for $600.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion to do the staff requirement.
Okay, so we have a motion from Kyle that we accept the city's recommendation to reduce the fine for a total payment due of $1,566.14, paid within 7 business days or reverts the original amount. Is there a second?
That's second.
Second by Danielle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
One?
No.
You're an aye? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Pass unanimous.
That would bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 12-2112, a case brought by Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Glenda G. Jones and Lydia L. Porter, a location of 908 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The city would propose to the board that we reduce the fine in this case to zero, being that they brought the property into compliance and made some additional concessions to the city that they'll continue to do so, and they have done so in the past. They've worked very closely with code enforcement. However, in this situation, and I do support their petition for this reason, there's some confusion about where their property is and where others are, and when they send someone out there to cut it, sometimes they don't get theirs cut.
Okay, which one is this?
COM 12-2112. So the city would propose that we reduce the board's fine to zero and just charge them costs.
Okay, so the costs are?
The costs are $264.79, and they've already paid them. They've made very good faith efforts in working with the city to resolve this issue.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimous. So, okay, we're reducing.
That'll bring us to COM 130332, a case by Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Gary Choosewood, care of Ocala Custom Tint, a violation of 6266 and a location of 3045 Northeast 27th Street. This petitioner requests that this board waive the $125 delinquency fee on his business tax certificate. The city is in agreement with this petition, primarily due to the fact that this is the first time he's ever been late. And consistent with what we generally do in this situation, It's their first time, we waive the fee. And we will make the board aware of when it's their first time, or it's not, as we have in the past.
That's 332.
I think the motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion accept by Danielle, second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Has he already paid the?
Can I have this?
Yes.
Yes, he's paid his business tax certificate. He's just waiting on whether this board's decision on to waive the fee. And as.
We're calling that the fine or the fee?
It is a fee that's assessed if you go past January 31st. That's given them 6 months to pay. He still has to pay his business tax certificate and the interest, which is imposed by Chapter 205 of Florida statutes, which is essentially 5% the first month and 10% consecutive months.
Right.
But once it goes past January 31st, there's an additional fine of $125 assessed, which has been reduced by the city. It used to be $250.
Right. Yeah, it used to be $250.
So last year, the city reduced it to $125. This is his first time, so we support his petition.
Okay, so reducing the fee to zero, and the license fee has been paid.
License fee and the interest has been paid. We're just going to waive the $125.
Okay. I'm trying to write this as we're going, so I need to be done.
And Dwayne knew sign language.
Next.
That'll be CON 130359, the City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus Sharon Young, a violation of 6266 on the location of 210 Northwest 10th Avenue. This is another case where this was this respondent's first time to be late on their business tax certificate, and the city would support their petition for the reasons as previously stated in the previous case.
Motion by Daniel.
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
That'll bring us to case CON 102064. There's a petition in this case and a stipulated settlement order. The city would agree and respectfully request that this board accept the stipulated settlement order with this respondent. The city has agreed to enter into this stipulated settlement order because of these reasons. What's happened here is that the original respondent allowed this property to go into tax deed sale. The original respondent was a bad actor as far as code enforcement is concerned. They had a dilapidated structure on the property, two dilapidated structures on the property, and they put an unpermitted addition, a wooden, unpermitted addition of about 15 by 30 on the back of the house with a dirt floor. The board ordered them to take down the dilapidated structures and remove that unpermitted addition on the house. None of that was ever accomplished. The city went in and we took down the dilapidated structures, but we were unable to remove this unpermitted addition to the home because it was attached to the home, and removing that would have caused significant additional damage, in our opinion, or had the potential to cause significant additional damage to the main structure. He allowed this property to go into tax deed certificate. This person, Ms. Cisneros, I believe her name is? Constantine? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Karen Constantino?
Mm-hmm.
Stepped forward, bought the property at the tax deed sale, paid off the liens that the city had to the tune of $7,041.80, and immediately remediated the last portion of the board order, which was to remove that addition. She's stepped up to the plate. They're going to gut the house, put the house back up as a rental property,
mm-hmm.
and get it back on the rolls and paying taxes. Therefore, in light of that, the city is proposing that we release them to zero for the remaining fee, which was, I never got the final amount, it was over 17,000, but you had to add 14 days.
17, over 17.
$17,000.
So it was over $17,000 of fine.
I make the motion to accept the staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Danielle.
I'll second.
Second by Donald. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
So you have a copy of that stipulated agreement, Mr. Bakowitz. If you would sign where it's indicated for your signature, we'll get your signature notarized by our notary who's here this evening.
Okay.
And we'll have the city attorney sign it, and then I'll turn it over to the city clerk tomorrow for finalization.
Okay. I'm going to do that after the conclusion of the meeting?
Yes, sir. Okay. That would be great.
Okay. So one of my the orders to reduce the fine to zero? Basically.
Yes. So your petition would be to reduce the remaining fine to zero and that we've granted the stipulated settlement order.
Grant the
stipulated settlement order.
Okay.
The final item that I have for you this evening is under old business, and we have a we would respectfully request that in old business, we accept the consent agenda items for non-compliance. I would attest to the board that we have an affidavit of non-compliance in all of the cases listed on the agenda. We have one change, which is on CON 130033, Michael David Ivy, Inc. The location is actually 434 Southwest 16th Street. So for the record, with that change, we would respectfully request the consent agenda to be approved. And that the city be ordered to.
Only motion with Daniel. Second from Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
Under discussion items, the city would respectfully request that all evidence, testimony, and presentations presented in this evening's meeting be accepted into the record.
We have a motion to accept the evidence.
Motion.
Motion by Daniel.
Second
by Kyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Pass unanimous.
I would also report to the board that Ms. Albertine Brown has elected not to be reappointed to the board.
Okay.
Thereby explaining her absence this evening.
All right.
She was due for reappointment at the last council meeting, and she elected to not be reappointed by council. So we do have two positions open on the board.
Okay.
I would also say that Ms. Wilson contacted our office today and was, I think, wants to bring, in my opinion, I have not spoken with her directly, but I will contact her. She could not make it tonight due to a previous engagement, but I believe that she may want the board to re-look at the election of the officers because she had an excused absence at the last meeting and she was not able to be here. So I just let you know that.
Yeah,
and I will speak with her and see what.
Okay, that's fine. I got a phone call from her today too. So.
But are we okay, or do we need, would you like to open that back up?
I think we're okay. I just told her that we elect officers every February, that we had to select.
We always do.
We have to select from the people that are here. She didn't have an interest in being the chairman, though I offered it to her. She, you know, if we were going to hold elections again, you know, that would be a natural progression, so I didn't have a problem with that. But she doesn't want that either, so I told her, I said, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're still on the board. I don't know if you're, you know, we just had to make a decision based on the people that were here.
Yeah.
So and she seemed to be fine with that.
Okay.
So, I expect to see her next month is what she said. She'd be here, so. And if there's any
having
change.
Said that, that's all I have for the board this evening.
I was going to go sit back there on the back side over there.
Questions for us?
Moving you down the bus.
Just get up here now. I got to go to the rear.
No, I think you're still good. So, okay. So, is there any other discussion from amongst the board or the city? Any other announcements? If not, then we'll call the meeting adjourned.
Sir.
Okay, so it was in Palaca. You let him
grow the plaque? Yeah, I'm a Shriner.
Oh, okay.
and they wanted to use it in the surround, in the Black, you know, I don't know, crab festival or something over there.
No, they had the azalea.
Azalea.
Yeah, that one was the azalea.
Yeah, it was an old man, not like
yeah,
me.
It was an old guy and a lady, because
yeah.
I was behind him in the dolly. I hear I'm in a big dolly, and I'm like, oh, that's Don. I was all up on it, then I finally passed, and I see him all.
I'm going to show him what chicken shit's all about.
So I did. You're like, won't bite down.
Oh, wow.